Ever feel like you're trying to climb a mountain of information, especially with a brand new topic?
Yeah, definitely. It feels like you're starting at the bottom with miles to go.
Exactly. But that's where review papers come in. They're like those expert Sherpas, you know? They've already scaled those information peaks.
Brought back the best views from the top and packed you a little knowledge snack pack for the journey. Makes it much easier to get started.
And in this deep dive, we're not just talking about any old trail map. We're going off trail, exploring the world of smart construction and sustainable cities.
With a special guidebook, too. We're using this editorial from the Smart Construction and Sustainable Cities Journal.
Which has a really strong focus on SDG 11, or at least that's what I've noticed.
You're right on the money. That's the UN's big goal, making cities inclusive, safe, resilient. Basically, all the ingredients you need for a thriving city, you know?
Exactly. So, okay, let's say you're fired up, ready to contribute to this whole smart city movement. Where do you even start? Writing a review paper seems daunting enough.
Especially on a topic as huge as smart cities. It's like, where do you even draw the lines?
Right. It'd be like building a city from the ground up.
You know, that's a struggle a lot of researchers bump into. The journal editors even mentioned it, actually. One of the biggest pitfalls, submissions that lack focus.
They get lost in the weeds a bit.
Yeah. It's like they've got all these building materials, but no clear blueprint for what they're building. A recipe for disaster.
So structure is key here. We need a solid foundation before we even think about putting up walls. And according to our trusty editorial, that all starts with defining the scope.
It's like choosing your neighborhood in that huge city of research. Are we diving into green spaces, energy grids, or maybe how AI can direct traffic?
You got to pick your lane, basically.
Yeah.
But easier said than done sometimes, right? I mean, speaking for myself, sometimes it feels impossible to narrow it down.
Oh, I feel that. This is where brainstorming helps, or mind mapping, even just bouncing ideas off other people in the field.
Get those creative juices flowing.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, what are the questions you're most fired up to answer? Because let me tell you, passion fuels a lot of late night research sessions.
Passion is the fuel, for sure. Okay, so we've got that initial spark, we've narrowed down our scope, we're officially on the map. But then comes the scary part, actually diving into the research.
Think of it less like digging through mountains of research papers and more like a deep sea exploration. It's about going deep, not just skimming the
But
surface.
we're talking more than a quick Google search.
Way more. This is where those academic databases, your JSTORs, your Web of Sciences, they become your research submarines. You need to master search strategies, keyword combos. It's an art.
Feels like you almost need to be a librarian.
In a way, yeah. You get a feel for where the best stuff is hidden. You figure out the key journals, the authors who really push the boundaries.
You become a pro at navigating that world.
Precisely.
But even with all the best search techniques, you're still going to end up with a ton of reading material. To be honest, it's already feeling overwhelming, and we haven't even started. How do you even wrap your head around it all?
Well, that's when things get really interesting. Remember that whole city analogy? We talked about choosing your neighborhood, right? Well, now we're talking about taking all those research papers and turning them into like a mental map of the city.
Okay, so instead of feeling lost in a jungle of research papers, we're creating some order, bringing a little method to the madness.
Exactly. But with so much information out there, you need a system. Think about how you want your review paper to flow. Are you tracking how an idea has changed over time? Or are you comparing different ways to solve the same problem?
Right, like what story are you trying to tell?
Yes, and that'll determine how you organize all those findings. And honestly, don't underestimate the power of going old school. Some people swear by using actual note cards for each paper.
I can see that. Having a more tactile, hands-on approach.
Right. Others like to keep everything digital, whatever helps you wrap your brain around it all.
Whatever works. But there's another tool this editorial mentions that I've always found a bit intimidating: bibliometric analysis. It sounds so complex, like you need a degree in data science just to understand it.
It does sound pretty high tech, right? Like something out of a sci-fi movie. But it's really not as scary as it sounds. Just imagine taking all those research papers and turning them into a giant data visualization.
So you can actually see the connections.
Exactly. You can see clusters of related research, figure out who the heavy hitters are, which journals are publishing the really impactful stuff. You can even track how the conversation has shifted over time.
So it's less about reading every single word and more about understanding the bigger picture.
Exactly. Tools like VEOS Viewer, they create these incredible maps of knowledge. The size or the brightness of a dot might show you how often a paper has been cited or how interconnected certain themes are. You go from seeing individual trees to the whole forest.
It's like when you zoom out on Google Maps, and suddenly it all makes sense. You see how everything fits together.
That's a great way to put it. And just like a good map can show you unexpected shortcuts or hidden alleyways, you know, bibliometric analysis can uncover links between research areas that you wouldn't have spotted otherwise. It can spark all sorts of new research questions.
That's really cool. But even with all this organizing and analyzing, we're still just laying the groundwork here, right? At some point, we have to actually roll up our sleeves and write this review paper.
Exactly. Luckily, the Smart Construction and Sustainable Cities editorial gives us a really solid structure. They lay it all out, starting with, you guessed it, the title.
Which has got to be more important than most people realize. You have to capture the reader's attention right from the start.
Oh, absolutely. Think of it like the title of a really good book. It's got to be both informative and intriguing.
So no clickbait, but still got to hook them in.
Right. You want to clearly signal what your paper is about, but also pique their curiosity. And don't forget about keywords. That's how other researchers will find your work.
Keywords are key. It's like SEO for academics.
Exactly. But a great title and perfect keywords, those are just the start. Then you need a strong introduction to really draw the reader in.
It's like setting the scene, right?
Exactly. This is where you answer that big so what question. Why should anyone care about this research? What's the current state of the field? What are the big unanswered questions? By highlighting what we don't know, you're also making a case for why your review is important.
So it's kind of like saying, here's the current lay of the land, but hold on tight, because we're about to dive into uncharted territory.
Yes. And once you've set the stage, you can start guiding the reader through all the research you've organized. All that hard work you did grouping and categorizing, it pays off here.
Because you're not just summarizing a bunch of random papers, but building a story.
Yes. A story with a clear narrative. And this is where visuals come in handy, too. Remember we talked about those earlier? They're especially helpful in a field like smart cities where you're dealing with complex systems.
Definitely. I bet those bibliometric maps would really come in handy here. Show the reader those connections visually.
Absolutely. Or even things like charts, graphs, illustrations, anything to help make those more complicated concepts easier to understand.
It's all about keeping the reader engaged.
Exactly. And that brings us to another super important element. The critical analysis. This isn't just about summarizing what other researchers have already said. It's about adding your own insights to the mix.
Okay, so you're not just reporting the facts, you're actually interpreting them, like a detective looking for clues.
Exactly. Where do the different studies agree? Where do they disagree? What are their limitations? By pointing those out, you're actually doing the field a huge favor.
So even pointing out flaws is helpful.
It's crucial. You're basically highlighting areas where we need more research, where our methods could be improved, where our understanding is still fuzzy.
So you're pushing the boundaries of knowledge.
Precisely. And that brings us to the grand finale, the conclusion. This isn't just a summary of everything you've already said, but a chance to tie it all together.
So after all that research, all that analysis, what's the big takeaway?
It's like, what are you leaving the reader with? What should they be thinking about long after they've finished the paper? What's the lasting impression?
Right. What's the so what, basically?
Exactly. In the conclusion, you want to show them where the field is headed.
Yeah.
What are the most exciting avenues for future research? What's the real world impact of all this, potentially?
So it's about turning all those findings into like a call to action almost.
In a way, yeah. And that brings us back to the Smart Construction and Sustainable Cities Journal.
Yeah.
They're not just publishing this stuff for academics to sit around and debate really about. They want to see these ideas actually changing the way we build and live in cities.
They want to see action, yeah.
And they specifically mention three big areas where they're looking for game-changing research. So first up, smart technologies and integrated systems. Think about buildings that can basically think for themselves.
Okay, now that sounds cool.
Right. Buildings that adjust lighting and temperature automatically based on who's there, or smart grids that can shift energy around to cut down on waste.
So we're talking about making buildings much more responsive.
Yeah.
Adaptable.
Exactly. And then there's this whole other area of minimizing environmental impact. Green roofs, permeable surfaces so rainwater can soak in, even things like urban forests. All about working with nature, not against it.
And making cities more beautiful in the process.
Exactly. It's not just about functionality. It's about creating spaces that are truly enjoyable to live in. And then finally, there's this whole world of sensors and data, which can be used to create more sustainable cities. We're talking real-time data, AI analysis.
Okay, so now we're getting really futuristic.
Yeah, right. Imagine being able to manage traffic flow in real time, optimize waste collection, even predict potential problems with infrastructure before they happen?
Now that's what I call a smart city. It sounds like we're on the verge of a major shift in how we even think about urban spaces, how we design them, experience them. It's pretty exciting stuff. So as we wrap up our own deep dive into review papers, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway here is that a well-written review paper, it's not just a summary, it's a launching pad for new ideas. It's a way to make a real impact on a field that you're passionate about.
It's about taking all that existing knowledge, all that research, and using it to build a better future. So if you're listening, remember, every journey starts with a single step, or in this case, maybe a single research question. And who knows, maybe your deep dive will uncover the next breakthrough in smart construction and sustainable cities.